It's Morning Edition on WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9. Good morning, I'm Brian Moline. Like many communities across the country, Champaign-Urbana is dealing with a spike in gun violence. As of this week, Champaign-Urbana has seen 348 gun incidents and 23 homicides so far in 2021. Last year, we had 266 gun incidents and 12 homicides involving guns. Illinois Public Media is trying to help elevate conversations around solutions to this crisis. And joining me now is Illinois Public Media's news director, Reginald Hardwick, to talk about our News, Brews, and Beats event. Hi there, Reginald.
Hi, Brian.
Tell us a little bit about News, Brews, and Beats.
Brian, we're bringing together people to talk about ways to combat gun violence. We believe calm, compassionate conversation and listening to each other may provide the answers to help spur action. We held our first program on November 15th, and we'll hold a second program this coming Monday, December 13th, at 6 p.m. at Poor Brothers Tap Room in Champaign.
And who's going to take part in this conversation?
I'm honored to moderate along with Tracy Parsons, Community Relations Manager and Compliance Officer with the City of Champaign's Office of Equity, Community, and Human Rights. On Monday night, we're going to talk with the Reverend Willie Comers, Executive Director, Youth for Christ of East Central Illinois. He runs a midnight basketball program. Also, we'll talk with Dr. William Patterson, University of Illinois Associate Professor in the College of Engineering, who runs the Hip Hop Express Double Dutch Boom Bus. The bus engages young people with STEM, hip hop music, and Black history. And they're going to share candid insights from what young people say they need to stop the violence on Monday night.
What did we learn from the first News, Brews, and Beats in November?
Last month, one of our panelists was Karen Crawford Sims. She is the founding director of Trauma and Resilience Initiative, Incorporated. Sims talked about how programs designed to help youth are woefully inadequate and not resourced well. Here's some tape from that.
I've talked to young people who say, I want somebody who I can talk to in the middle of the night when I'm making critical decisions. That is not a classical mentoring program. But we will fund a classical mentoring program and not make sure that there's somebody in the middle of the night who can talk to them, right?
Sims also talked about the role of trauma in the cycle of violence and to understand why people who commit violence have either witnessed or been victimized early in life.
From the beginning to the end, changing everything that we do, taking care of families, investing in communities, and allowing a sensory-rich environment for people to be all that can be, and also really doing our work around racism and implicit bias and prejudice.
And Sims says the violence reflects a broken community.
And what can you tell us about the event location, Poor Brothers Tap Room in Champaign?
Poor Brothers Tap Room was nice enough to sponsor the space, and we wanted to have a laid-back atmosphere while talking about these serious topics so adults can come and have a beverage and listen to the conversation. And before we start, we'll have a spoken word performance from Missy Richland. And after the conversation, people can stay and listen to classic R&B and hip-hop from DJ Icy Dre. Hence, that's why we call it News, Brews, and Beats. And all attendees in person must wear masks, and I'll be wearing mine until it's time for the conversation.
And what about people who are not able to or maybe just not comfortable attending in person?
Absolutely. You can watch News, Brews, and Beats on the Illinois Public Media Facebook page. And again, all of this starts at 6 p.m. on Monday, December 13th.
That's Illinois Public Media's News and Public Affairs Director Reginald Hardwick, who's co-moderating the News, Brews, and Beats discussion Monday night on how Champaign-Urbana can combat gun violence. For more information, go to will.illinois.edu. Reginald, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.